Well, hello, everybody, and Happy New Year. Welcome to Basic Gospel. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and we're glad that you're with us. Well, a new year has arrived, and as we enter this new year, we'll be excited to see what God has planned for us. And unless He has other plans, we'll move forward proclaiming the love, grace, and life of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. But today, a special edition of Basic Gospel that I think you're going to like and appreciate. For many years, Bob Christopher and I have spent countless hours in Bible studies, training seminars, leading small group Bible studies, counseling, and many other activities in both personal study and ministry. And to do all these things and participate in them, you get to know your Bible pretty well. But how do you do that in the most effective way? How do you get the most out of your Bible? Well, that's what we're going to be talking about today on this New Year's Day edition of Basic Gospel. And here to get us underway is Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. I know many people, as they start the new year, they have all kinds of resolutions. They want to lose weight. They want to be more goal-oriented, and they want to get closer to God. And one of the ways that they intend to do that is to read their Bible. Yep. I know when I attended the University of Georgia my freshman year, I wanted to be God's guy. And I thought the way to be God's guy was to read my Bible every day. So I developed a Bible reading plan. Well, I didn't develop it. I just followed one. And I would read four chapters every day, starting in the book of Matthew. So it was a New Testament Bible reading plan. And I would read the four chapters, and I would check the box as activity done. But I had no earthly idea what I was really reading at that time. It just didn't make sense to me. I wasn't fully comprehending, wasn't understanding what the Bible was trying to tell me. And there were lots of reasons for that, as I discovered, as I really came to know Christ and really started growing. I learned that I was reading the Bible all wrong. Mm-hmm. I was reading it for me, as if it was a book all about me. And I learned that's not the truth. Yeah. The Bible isn't a book about me. The Bible isn't a book about you. The Bible is a book about Jesus. It is God's testimony concerning His Son, Jesus Christ. And when I understood that, boy, the Bible came to life. And so today on this broadcast, we want to spend the entire time talking about how you can get the most out of your Bible reading in the new year, how you can actually understand the Bible and really want to and love to read it. I know when it came to life for me, I didn't want to put it down. Yeah. And when I put it down, I couldn't wait till the next day to pick it back up again. It's this perpetual life, this perpetual novelty. Mm-hmm. Every time you open it up, it's something new, something exciting about the love and grace and mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ. So today we're going to share three principles that will help you understand the Bible to the fullest sense and really enjoy your Bible reading in the new year. Well, the first thing that we want to say is this, that the Bible truly is the story of Jesus Christ. So from Genesis to Revelation, it is the story of Jesus. It's not about us. It's not a history book, although there's fascinating history in it about the nation of Israel and all of the surrounding countries and what happened with them. And that's fascinating to read, but that's all kind of a sub-story, a secondary story. The real story is God's testimony concerning His Son. And we see this at the very beginning, right in Genesis chapter 3, when God says to the serpent that the seed of the woman is going to crush the head, is going to crush your head. Mm-hmm. Now, who is the seed of the woman? Jesus. Mm-hmm. And so throughout the Old Testament, we start getting more and more clues about who this Jesus is, when He's going to come, and what He's going to accomplish and do for His people. And then we get the New Testament, and we start with the gospel accounts, and those are the story of Jesus's human life, his birth, his ministry, his the miracles that he's performed, the things that he taught, and then the death, the burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And then the rest of the New Testament is an explanation as to what that all means to you and me. So we have an Old Testament that is preparing our hearts. It's telling the story of Jesus. So people would read the Old, and they would come away with this sense of anticipation that any day now, this Messiah, this one we're waiting for, is going to show up. And then he showed up. Mm-hmm. And we get to hear and learn all about them, and then we get to hear the explanation of what that means to us. So
and live with that same anticipation that he's coming back.
That's exactly right. So the Bible is the story of Jesus. Now, Jesus made this point to the Pharisees, to the religious leaders of the day. He said to them, "You search the scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life, and it is they that bear witness about me." So these Pharisees, these religious leaders, knew the Word of God. And when I say the Word of God, I am speaking about the Old Testament. I'm speaking about the Torah or the law, the first five books of the Old Testament. I'm speaking about the wisdom literature, Psalms and Proverbs and the Song of Solomon and Ecclesiastes. And then I'm talking about the prophecies, the major prophets and the minor prophets. These religious leaders knew the Word of God. They knew what those particular scriptures said. But they were studying those scriptures from the wrong perspective. They were looking into it to find out what they were supposed to do in order to inherit eternal life or to earn or gain eternal life. But that's not what the scriptures are about. The scriptures are about Jesus. As he said, they bear witness about me. So the first point in understanding your Bible is this. Realize that the Bible is about Jesus, so therefore study the Bible to know Jesus. Why do you study the Bible? To know the author,
yes.
To know Jesus Christ himself, to find out more about who he is, about why he came, about his character, about what moves his heart. Find out about Jesus Christ. So when you go to your Bible and you open up, I think you should start every Bible reading with this simple prayer. Lord, I know this is a book about Jesus. And so today I open it up with the wonderful expectation that you're going to reveal to me more about your son. And I'm excited to know exactly who he is and what he's accomplished for me.
Yeah.
So the first part is study to know the author. Bob?
Well, it's a New Year's Day edition of Basic Gospel, everybody, with Bob Christopher and Richard Pfeiffer. I'm Bob Davis, and thanks for joining us. Today, of course, we're discussing an issue that should be of importance to all believers in Jesus Christ, and that's getting to know your Bible, getting into it in an effective way. And at this point, I would normally say, Bob or Richard, why don't you tell us how to do that? But then that's what today's entire program is about. So, guys, let's just keep going on this first day of the new year and how to get the most out of your Bible on Basic Gospel.
Yeah, so the first principle we said, study to get to know the author. The Bible is a book about Jesus from start to finish. The second thing that really will make the Bible come to life in new and fresh ways is understanding that we live in the new covenant, not the old. So we need to read the Bible through the lens of the new covenant. Now, these Pharisees that we just mentioned, Richard, they were reading the Bible through the Old Covenant lens.
Yes.
And when I say Old Covenant, I'm talking about the covenant God made with the people of Israel. And it was more of a contract between two parties. God had a part, the people of Israel had a part. And it was constructed with, if you do this, then I will do this sort of language. So it was you know, the people of Israel, they would carry out their part. They would try to live up to those commandments. And in doing so, they would be rewarded by the promises of God. So it was a contract. Now, many people go into the Word of God with that type of mindset. I call it a Moses mentality. And Paul talked about that in 2 Corinthians chapter 3. He said, whenever the Old Covenant is read today, a veil remains over the hearts of the people, over the eyes of the people. They're not seeing the truth about Jesus Christ. Why? Because they're making it all about themselves. So to really get the most out of your Bible, you have to take off those old covenant glasses and put on new covenant glasses. And when you do, you're going to see the real message of the Bible. Now, we have a couple of passages that talk about this. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 1, we read this, "For since the law has but a shadow of the reality to come, instead of the true form of these realities." So the old covenant, we see pictures, we see shadows. We don't see the real thing. And we need to understand that. And if you're looking at those shadows and trying to carry out, execute those shadows through human effort, you're going to miss the real thing in Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
So we have to understand that those are shadows. Paul put it this way in Colossians 2:17, "These are a shadow of the things to come, but the substance belongs to Christ." Now, I gave this illustration to a group the other day. The Old Testament is like this. Say you've told your family you're going to take them to Disney World, and they know absolutely nothing about Disney World, but you know some things about it, and you've booked the trip a year in advance, and so for the full year, you bring out brochures, you show them pictures of what they're going to experience, you talk to them all about Disney World. And so you're building this anticipation. You're preparing their hearts for a trip of a lifetime. Well, that's what the Old Covenant is really doing for us. It's giving us pictures of Jesus, and it's preparing our hearts to receive him. It's not the reality. It's not the substance. But it whets the appetite enough, it opens the heart enough, so that when the real thing comes, we're ready to receive, to embrace, to enjoy the fullness of Christ himself. And yet we pervert that. We pervert that purpose of the old, and instead of seeing it as a book that prepares our hearts for the coming of Christ, we look at it as a rule book, as a guide for our day-to-day existence. So if we'll just do these things, follow these commandments, follow these rules, follow these regulations, we're going to experience what God has for us. But that's not what the Old Testament is all about. So we have to understand that it's there to prepare our hearts. Now, Paul put it this way in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, "He has made us competent to be ministers of a new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life." So if we're going to understand the full purpose of the Word of God and how it impacts us and can transform us, we need to see it through the lens of the new covenant, not through the lens of the old covenant. So our second point in how to understand the Bible and get the most out of your Bible reading is read the Bible through the lens of the new covenant. Now, this new covenant went into effect when Jesus died. He brought an end to the old. He fulfilled it, and he ushered in a new covenant. So at that cross, Richard, that was a pivot point, wasn't it? That was a dividing line.
Absolutely. And the mistake we make so often when we start studying the Bible is we say, oh, the New Testament, it starts with the Gospels. That must be New Covenant. And then we get all confused because Jesus was not New Covenant. He was born under law, as Paul tells us in Galatians 4. He taught under the law. He came to redeem people who were under the law. And so as the writer of Hebrews tells us, it takes the death of someone to usher in this covenant. And so when Jesus died, he had completely fulfilled that old covenant and therefore ushered in the new covenant, and his resurrection was just an exclamation point on it, because now we're not only just sitting here looking at a new covenant, we're living in a new covenant because he gives us his own life.
Yes. So we understand that the Word of God is the story of Jesus. We understand that he's ushered in a new covenant through his death, burial, and resurrection, and that as believers in Christ, we live in the new covenant, not the old.
Correct.
So if we're going to understand the Bible and get the most out of our Bible reading, we need to wear the lenses of the new covenant. And when we do, it's going to illuminate Scripture in a way that we've just never experienced before. Things are going to start jumping off the page, and the pieces of this gospel puzzle, this God's story, are going to start fitting into place, and you're actually going to find where you fit into that story. And boy, that's exciting.
Yeah, and that's even the mistake that the Pharisees, for example, made in Jesus' day. They weren't wearing the true Old Covenant glasses, because they made it all about themselves, like we've been talking about. And as soon as Jesus came and said, you know, you've heard it was said that you shouldn't commit adultery, but I tell you, well, that's an I am statement. That's I'm God. I spoke those laws to you. Here's what they really mean. And the Pharisees, who were wearing blinders instead of glasses, couldn't see the picture in the Old Covenant. They had made an idol of the Old Covenant, thereby completely ruining the Old Covenant. And when Jesus shows up, they say, well, that can't be. And they miss the picture. They miss Jesus. And we can do the same thing. We absolutely can do the same thing. We either get hung up in the Old Covenant, or we get hung up on some particular command or something that Jesus said, or some command that Paul or John gave, and we look at those as if they're life, and they're not life. Jesus is life. And when we start with him, let the Bible be about Jesus, let the new covenant be the glasses that we wear, then it begins to snap into place. And the picture that it paints is beyond belief. It's so beautiful, so practical, so accessible, so Jesus.
Yes. Years ago, a Bible teacher at a conference I went to, it's like he said, you know, oftentimes we just go in the Bible and, you know, every command we see, we're supposed to put a little C beside it. Mm-hmm. And pretty soon that's all you see, and you get seasick.
Yeah.
it's like, oh my gosh, this is just a heavy burden for me, me to carry all these things that I'm supposed to do. And whenever you're reading the Bible with that mindset, that's the old covenant mindset.
Yeah.
That's a Moses mentality. And you need to take those set of glasses off and put on this new covenant and recognize all the things that Christ has already accomplished on your behalf.
Yeah.
So that makes it good news. And instead of a burden, it becomes joy, rest, and peace, and enthusiasm for growing in this grace that is now yours in Christ Jesus.
Absolutely. It's Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher and Richard Pfeiffer. I'm Bob Davis, and we're delighted to bring you the special New Year's Day edition of Basic Gospel, talking about how to get the most out of your study from the Bible and in the Bible, an important subject for all believers. And when you approach your study in this way, it's the most exciting book you'll ever read, because it all points to Jesus.
Yes, indeed. Well, the third point we want to make today is this, that for us to truly understand the Word of God, it needs to be revealed to us. The meaning of it needs to be revealed to us. These are the thoughts of God. This Word is God-inspired, God-breathed. He moved men over a 1,500-year period to write down his words, to reveal to us his heart, his mind, his thinking to mankind. And it's not something that we can understand through human reason and logic. Our intellects aren't big enough to understand the vastness of God, to understand what He's really like. So He has to reveal that to us. And the only way that we can understand it is to have a supernatural teacher, somebody that is beyond human. And God has given us that teacher, and that teacher is the Holy Spirit. So we have a teacher inside of us. When we come to Jesus, this Holy Spirit comes to live inside of us, and He begins to teach us the meaning of the Word of God. So if we're not dependent upon the teacher to teach us, this is still going to be a mystery book. We're going to scratch our heads and say, I don't know what this means at all. But once we open up our hearts and say, Lord, teach me by your Holy Spirit, you're going to start understanding and comprehending what this Bible really means. So the Holy Spirit is your teacher. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, Paul talks all about this. He starts with a quote from the Old Testament, what no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the heart of man imagined, what God has prepared for those who love him. So that just nails it right there. Our eye can't see, our ears can't hear, our mind or our hearts can't imagine what God has prepared for those who love him. I mean, it's beyond us. It is totally beyond who we are. So this has to be given to us. It has to be revealed to us. Now, these things God has revealed to us through His Spirit. For the Spirit searches everything, even the depths of God. So God wants to make Himself known to us. He wants to make Himself known to us in the person and work of Jesus Christ. And He wants that so much that He sent His Spirit as our teacher to reveal Himself to us.
Yeah.
That's pretty powerful. That is pretty awesome that God is that interested in us knowing Him. Why? Because that is going to touch the deepest need of our heart. That's going to help us flourish and become the humans that He's created us to be in this relationship, in this knowing of God the Father. So who knows a person's thoughts except the spirit of that person which is in him? We're sitting here in this studio, and we can see each other, and we're talking about the Word of God, so we think that's what we're thinking, but you may be thinking about the gift you're supposed to buy for Lois those sort of things, and I don't know that. I may be thinking about something else as well, but if I reveal that to you, then you're going to know what I'm thinking. Gina is constantly asking me what's going on in that mind of yours, and she can't read my mind, so I need to tell her. Well, the same is true of God. No one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God, but we have this problem solved in the giving of God's Spirit. Now, we have received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might understand the things freely given us by God.
Why are we saying the things we're saying in the order we say them? The Bible is about Jesus. It's a new covenant mindset the Spirit teaches. Because without Jesus and the new covenant, the Spirit could not teach us. The Spirit could not teach the average person under the old covenant because it couldn't indwell them.
Right.
Under the new covenant, we get the Holy Spirit. Paul is really talking new covenant stuff here.
Yes, he is. So we have the mind of Christ,
yes,
as he concludes that section. So if you want to get the most out of your Bible reading in 2019, let's summarize. Remember, the Bible is about Jesus from beginning to end. So read the Bible to get to know Him. Put on those new covenant glasses and let the new covenant illuminate what the Word of God is saying. And then 3, rely on the Holy Spirit as your teacher. Read it in dependence upon Him to take the things of the Lord Jesus and make them known to you. I guarantee you, your Bible will come to life.
Well, that is for sure, Bob. It will come to life. And Friends, it's been an insightful and revealing look into how to get the most out of your Bible study. And if you would like a review of this program and perhaps share it with your family and friends, you can find it in the radio archive under the radio menu on our website at basicgospel.net. We hope you'll take full advantage of this and all the resources available from Basic Gospel. It's all there for you. Again, click the radio drop-down menu at basicgospel.net and select Radio Archive. Well, now for Bob Christopher and this great ministry team, for Greg, for Coleman, for Stephen, for Vivian, for Michelle, and for Kim, and for Rod up in Canada, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you to be with us again next time for Basic Gospel. Happy New Year, everybody.